Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're back home here at TD Ballpark, and tonight we've got game one of a six-game set between the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays had an interesting week in Tampa, to say the least, but walked away with a series victory and a two-game lead in the division standings with six games left to play. Your Blue Jays lead Bradenton by two games and Tampa by 2.5. Bradenton plays six games in Clearwater against the Threshers, and Tampa plays seven games in Daytona against the Tortugas, including a completion of a suspended game from July 17th that is underway at the moment, part of a doubleheader. Those are the other two series that we are most interested in this week, and the results will obviously impact the West Division. But the fact of the matter is that your Blue Jays control their own destiny. The magic number currently sits at 4, which would be combined Blue Jays wins and Tampa and Bradenton losses. Dunedin ended their two-week road trip going 7-4, winning both series against the Marauders and the Tarpons, greatly helping their own cause. So now a series win this week would punch our ticket to the playoffs, and anything less than sweeps by Tampa and Bradenton makes it that much easier. Now let's move on to tonight. Minor league rehabber Anthony Kay will get the start for your Blue Jays tonight. He dealt with an undisclosed injury for the first half of this year and even made a rehab start here on June 25th against Bradenton before being activated off the IL by AAA Buffalo. He only pitched in three games after being activated by Buffalo, and now he's back on the IL again. It's been a frustrating year, to say the least, for the former first-round pick. Hopefully everything goes well as he tries again to make it back to Buffalo. For the Cardinals, they send out righty Trent Baker, making his 25th start of the year for Palm Beach. On the year, he's 9-7 with a 3.04 ERA through 118 and a third innings pitched. Baker leads all pitchers in the Florida State League in innings pitched. Something that helps that is the Cardinals' five-man rotation. Most teams in this league go with a six-man rotation and have starters pitch once a week. In fact, I believe the Cardinals are the only ones in the league to have a rotation where their guys go every 6 days. One roster move to make note of, if you listen to the broadcast on Sunday, you know about the injury for Jose Ferrer. He has been placed on the IL, and I believe his season will be done. And now let's move on to the lineups. First for the Cardinals, managed by Gary Kendall. They look like this. Batting first in center field, Victor Scott. Batting second, the catcher, Jimmy Crooks. Batting third at DH, Joshua Baez. Batting fourth at third base, RJ Yeager. Batting fifth at first base, Thomas Francisco. Batting sixth in left field, Nathan Church. Batting seventh at second base, Brady Moore. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. And rounding out the order for the Cardinals, batting ninth in right field, Chris Rotondo. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. They look like this. Batting first, the shortstop, Josh Kasevich. Batting second, the DH, Esteban Machado. Batting third at third, Cade Doty. Batting fourth at first base, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth in center field, Devontae Brown. Batting sixth in right field, Alan Roden. And batting seventh in left field, Dylan Rock. Batting eighth, the catcher, Victor Mesia. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth at second base, Manuel Beltre. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch should be in about 10 minutes or so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com. or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302. And we'll see you here at the ballpark.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game one of the final regular season series here at TD Ballpark. And it's great to be back home here in Dunedin after spending a week in Tampa and the week before that in Bradenton. Your Blue Jays back home for the final six games of the season. And they've got playoffs on their minds. Two games above Bradenton, 2.5 games above Tampa. The magic number sitting at 4 for your Blue Jays. If they can win this series, they will guarantee themselves a spot in the single-A playoffs in the Florida State League. Throw down to second as we get ready to get started. Leading off for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Anthony Kay, minor league rehabber here from Buffalo. He's going to get the start for your Blue Jays on the mound. 88 degrees and sunny here at TD Ballpark. Wind blowing out towards right field. Victor Scott, the center fielder, stepping in. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks and fires. First pitch is a bunt attempt right back to the mound. Kay off the mound, bobbles it, can't pick it up. We'll see if that's an infield hit or an E1. And that is ruled as an error on Anthony Kay. So not the best way to get started. First pitch, a bunt attempt that Kay could not handle.
Now batting catcher number 31, Jimmy Crooks.
That brings up the catcher, Jimmy Crooks. Leadoff man aboard for Palm Beach. Another lefty-lefty matchup here. Out of the stretch now, Kay kicks, fires, fouled back into the screen. 0-1 to start off Crooks. Crooks on the year batting 279. Two home runs, six RBIs for the Cardinals. The Cardinals drafted Crooks in the fourth round of this past July's draft. Cut in a miss there. 93-mile-an-hour fastball outside 0-2. Now the count to Crooks. Drafted him out of the University of Oklahoma. And he's playing in his 20th game here for Palm Beach. Time called by Crooks. Now he steps back in. One on, nobody out. Infield playing straight up. Maybe Cade Doty at third. Shaded a little to the right. That one up above the zone. 94-mile-an-hour fastball that time. Now 1-2. Blue Jays entering this game 36-22 in the second half. They've completely turned their season around. Overall record above 500. That one in there, called strike three. Crooks goes down looking. And that's going to bring up Joshua Baez, the DH. Now let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, we've got Dylan Rock, Devontae Brown, and Alan Roden along that infield, third to first. Cade Doty at third, Josh Kasevich at short, Manuel Beltre at second, and Peyton Williams at first base with Victor Mesia behind the plate. One on, one out now. First pitch to Baez, cut and a miss. That was the changeup it looked like for Anthony Kay, now 0-1. Baez batting 278, three home runs, 16 RBIs to his name. Really nice OPS at 940. The 0-1, that one up and in. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. Kay comes set, looking towards first now, kicks, fires. That one just inside. Alex Lowry, the home plate umpire. William Gallant in the field today. A 2-1 count to Baez. The pitch. That one in there. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one on, one out. Lefty-righty matchup here. Okay, kicks, fires. Fouled back. Just getting a piece of that high heater, 94 miles an hour. Baez will see another pitch. 2-2 still a count. Okay, taking his time here. Kicks, fires the 2-2. That one low. Now a full count to Baez. Okay, steps back on now, 3-2. His delivery. That one ripped down the line. That's going to be a fair ball just inside the third base bag. That gets underneath the tarp, and I believe they're going to rule it a ground rule double. Yeah, the umpires are calling time. That one went underneath the tarp. We'll find that ball eventually. Will Gallant jogging out to make sure that ball was unable to be picked up. Dylan Rock was able to find it. Time called a ground rule double for Joshua Baez. Now second and third, one out here in this opening inning. That was a great piece of hitting there by Joshua Baez. Kept it fair by about 3 or 4 feet. Now a really good opportunity for Palm Beach. RJ Yeager, the third baseman, batting 301. Foul tip stayed in the mitt of Messia. Oh, and one to start off Yeager. The 0-1 missed inside. Popped a little bit away from Messia, but he's able to keep it close. 1-1 now the count. Yeager, the 23-year-old out of Mississippi State. That one lifted high towards left center field. Coming in is Devontae Brown. He's going to call it off. Makes the grab. There goes the runner. The throw from Brown, and the runner holds up. Diving back now over to third is Victor Scott. That fly ball about medium depth, maybe a little bit shallow. But it was close enough to keep the runner at third. Now second and third, two outs. Big out there for Kay and the Blue Jays. Thomas Francisco, the first baseman, will step in. Potentially the last chance here for Palm Beach in this opening frame. Another lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch by Kay. That one, a grounder over towards short. Going to be picked up by Kasevich. Took a weird hop. Throws in time. And that will end the inning. No runs on one hit. Two men left aboard. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. Your Blue Jays will come to bat here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shawty looking alright. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop on the hold out.
Tom Brady in this. I'm the GOAT now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal. Better know now.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Josh Kasevich going to lead things off for your Blue Jays. Kasevich, the shortstop. He'll be followed by Esteban Machado and Cade Doty, the 1-2-3 hitters, due up in this half inning. Trent Baker, the pitcher for the Cardinals. First pitch in on the hands, popped up right side. That's flying towards foul territory, called off by the second baseman, Brady Moore. And he's able to make the grab. About 4 or 5 feet foul on the run. Now let's take a look at the defense for the Cardinals. In the outfield, left to right, Nathan Church, Victor Scott, and Chris Rotondo. Along that infield, third to first, R.J. Yeager at third, Jeremy Rivas at short, Brady Moore at second base, and Thomas Francisco at first with Jimmy Crooks behind the plate. One up, one down. First pitch to Machado, taking low for ball 1-0. Esteban Machado DHing today, the batting 262. That one fouled off. Left side, 1-1 the count. 262 average, one home run, 31 RBIs. He's been swinging the bat a lot better recently. That one sent left side. That's hooking. That's going to get foul. Right off the top of the wall and the netting. Just past that tarp. 1-2. Now the count to Machado. One ball, two strikes. That one fouled straight down a little to the left into foul territory. 1-2. The count will stay. Machado currently comes in as the 26th ranked prospect in the Blue Jays organization. The 1-2 pitch to him is fouled off. Fights it off, stays alive. Count stays at 1-2. Cade Doty awaiting on deck. Machado, the switch hitter, batting from the left side here. And out of the windup, Baker kicks, fires. That one sent towards center. That's going to fall for base hit. Blue Jays have a man on. First hit of the day for Dunedin belongs to Esteban Machado. Now Cade Doty will step in, one on, one away.
Third baseman, number 2, Cade Doty.
Cade Doty, the third baseman. Playing in his 22nd game. That one lifted towards right. Coming in now is Rotondo. He settles. He'll make the grab. One pitch to Doty, and he's retired. Now Peyton Williams will step in. Peyton Williams, the first baseman, batting 244, two home runs, 12 RBIs. And a move over to first with Machado diving head first safely. Peyton Williams in his first couple games for the Blue Jays was struggling at the plate. He's turned it around, gotten that average up above 200. He's been swinging a pretty good bat lately. 1-0 as he took that one outside. Williams, the 21-year-old, seventh-round selection this past July, cut and a miss there out of the University of Iowa. A ball and a strike. Now another move over, Machado back in safely. Wind blowing straight out towards right, as I mentioned. That's a benefactor here for Peyton Williams. If he can get one up in the air, the 1-1. That one he takes in there. Now 1-2. Fastball coming in at 93. Baker working out of the stretch, the 1-2. That one sent left. That's going to stay in the infield. The third baseman calling for it, R.J. Yeager, makes the grab in fair territory, and that will end the inning. No runs on one hit. One man left the board. We'll head to the top half of the second here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go. Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a moment. Get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours. I can't pretend, I can't ignore you right from me. Don't think you wanna know just where I've been.
We're back here, top half of the second. New pitcher for the Blue Jays, Anthony Kay, just one inning in his rehab appearance. Now the lefty, Harry Rutkowski, will step in as the Blue Jays pitcher, making his 12th appearance for Dunedin this year, 5.19 ERA through 17 and a third. First pitch, low and outside to Nathan Church, the left fielder. 1-0 to get him started. Church on the year batting 193. Driven in three runs. So far for Palm Beach, lefty-lefty matchup. Rutkowski kicks, fires, cut, and a miss there. One and one, the count to Church. Time called, and it's going to be an automatic strike on Church. He was not in the box with 9 seconds left on that clock. So now a 1-2 count with that automatic strike. Rutkowski pitches out of the stretch, comes set, kicks, and fires. That one fouled off. Rutkowski asking for a new ball. Now back on the rubber. And the 1-2. That one lifted left side. That might get out of play. Doty over towards the Palm Beach dugout makes the grab. Stayed with it. That ball, the wind definitely aided that staying in play down that left.
Second baseman.
Rather, that away dugout. And Doty actually had to reach back behind him to make the grab. So one up, one down. That brings up Brody Moore, the second baseman. First pitch outside. Rutkowski, the 23-year-old, out of Rahway, New Jersey. Drafted back in 2017, originally by the Reds, in the 28th round out of Rutgers. That one missed outside as well, 2-0 count. That's fouled off right side. Two and one. Rutkowski began the year on the IL for the Blue Jays. Wasn't activated till July 23rd. Thus, just the 12 appearances now for him. That one fouled back into the right. Two and two. Now the count to Moore. Two balls, two strikes. Rutkowski comes set. The pitch. Fouled off again. Moore fighting those off. Brody Moore, the 17th round selection by the St. Louis Cardinals organization this past July out of Auburn. Playing in his 30th game for Palm Beach this year. The 2-2 again, that one up. Count runs full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Rutkowski kicks and fires. That one fouled off the mask of Messier. Again, Brody Moore staying alive. So we'll try 3-2 again. The pitch. That one in the dirt. A one-out walk drawn by Brody Moore puts a runner on first for Palm Beach. That's going to bring up Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop.
Shortstop, number 8, Jeremy Rivas.
Rivas on the year batting 240, one home run, 33 RBIs. He's been the everyday shortstop for Palm Beach for this season. That one in there. Late call. ABS helping Alex Lowry behind the plate. Automated balls and strikes. 0-1. The pitch. Outside. Rutkowski taking his time as well. Comes set, looking towards first. Kicks and fires. That one pops back out of play. Now 1-2 to Rivas. Moore is a potential threat to steal there. At first base, 3-for-3 on the season in attempts. The 1-2, that one just upstairs now, 2-2. As a team, Palm Beach not overly aggressive on the base paths, just 77 stolen bases for them on the season. The 2-2, fouled back. A little bit of an off-balance swing there by Rivas. Made the late decision to foul that one off. Brody Moore taking a couple extra steps, and Rutkowski with a toss over to first to get him back on the base. Count still 2-2. The pitch. Fouled off again. Rivas extending that bat. That pitch was off the plate, but he wanted to make sure. These Palm Beach hitters fighting off a lot of Two strike pitches. Staying alive in counts and seeing more pitches. And that one fouled off again. Two and two. Rivas is seeing everything that Rutkowski has to offer. This will be the eighth pitch. That one lifted high right side into fair territory is Peyton Williams. And now two steps back towards the line, makes the grab. So that's two down. Now the 9-0 hitter, Chris Rotondo.
Right fielder, number 3, Chris Rotondo.
One on, two away. Messier went out to go talk to Rutkowski. That's going to count as a mound visit. Lefty-righty matchup. The right fielder batting 283. Rutkowski kicks, fires. That one misses inside. Taking another extra couple steps and a move over. The 1-0. Grounder left side. That's going to be off the glove off of diving attempt by Kasevich. Coming in now is Dylan Rock. That ball all the way out down the line. And that's going to be a double off the end of the glove of Josh Kasevich. A base hit. Now second and third again for Palm Beach. Two outs. And Victor Scott, the center fielder, top of the order, will come back in.
Center fielder, number 4, Victor Scott.
Tough play for Kasevich. Made the effort. Ended up probably giving each of those Palm Beach runners an extra bag. And that's a grounder over towards second. Beltre with the pickup. Throws it over in time for the out. And that will end the inning. Two innings in a row. The Blue Jays pitchers strand runners at second and third. We'll head to the home half of the second here at TD Ballpark. Still no score.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Can't be right.
We're back here at home half of the second. Devontae Brown's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 5-6-7 hitters. Brown, Roden, and Rock all due up. Trent Baker out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch to Brown fouled towards the Cardinals' dugout. 0-1 to start off Devontae. Devontae's been hitting really well since being brought to Dunedin. 328 hitter. Two home runs, 13 RBIs. That one down low, 1-1. Currently a 979 OPS. Flirting with that one dotter. The 1-1, that one upstairs. Two balls and a strike. That one outside corner just caught. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Soft grounder left side. Off the mound is Baker. Devontae hustling down the line. No chance to get him. A swinging bunt. That should go down as an infield single for Devontae, and it will. Baker had a little bit of trouble with the pickup on that ball. But with Devontae sprinting down that first base line, there's no chance to get him. Now Alan Roden will step in. Leadoff man aboard for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Alan Roden in there for a called strike. Devontae definitely a threat to steal there at first with the righty pitcher. Three of four this year and a move over. Lefty-righty matchup. With the right fielder, Alan Roden, that one fouled off. No balls, two strikes to Roden. Baker back out of the stretch, kicks and fires that one outside. One and two. Baker comes set. The pitch. That one a liner up above the glove of Rivas. A base hit for Alan Roden. Just snuck that over the glove of Rivas, who made the leaping effort. Back-to-back singles for the Blue Jays to get this inning started. And now Dylan Rock will step in. First and second, no outs. Opportunity here for the Blue Jays in this second inning. First pitch to Dylan Rock, cut and a miss. Made the decision to swing very late on that pitch's path to the mitt of Jimmy Crooks. 0-1. And he tried to hold up that time, went around, now 0-2. So Rock between two minds there. Now he calls time, steps out, back in. Victor Messia, the catcher, on deck. Neo 2. That one just outside off the plate. Fastball couldn't nick the black of the plate. Now 1-2, the count to Rock. The 1-2, fouled off, just above the Blue Jays' dugout. Dylan Rock stays alive. Rock batting 206, one home run, seven RBIs. Dylan, the eighth rounder out of Texas A&M, drafted this past July. That one low and outside. 2 and 2 the count. Baker kicks, fires. That one fouled off again. Now it's Dylan Rock's turn to see a few pitches and fight him off. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Blew the fastball by him. Dylan Rock goes down swinging. First strikeout for Baker, and that's going to bring up Victor Mesia.
Catcher number 27, Victor Mesia.
One away here for Mesia. First pitch to him. That one sent towards left. Coming in now is the left fielder Church. Makes the grab. So back-to-back singles to start off the inning. Then back-to-back outs by Trent Baker. And now Manuel Beltre, the second baseman, will step in. Manuel Beltre getting the call up this past week while we were in Tampa. First pitch, he sends that to right center field. That could get all the way to the wall. It's going to get cut off before. On the warning track, one run's going to come around, and then they're going to hold. And the throw towards second, actually, not in time. So an RBI double for Manuel Beltre. He brought in Devontae. Alan Roden stops at third. And now Josh Kasevich will get a crack at it with runners at second and third. Dunedin opens up the scoring here in the second. Blue Jays up 1-0 thanks to the double by Manuel Beltre. That first pitch to Kasevich, low and outside. 1-0. Beltre hit his first career home run on Sunday. A solo shot in, I believe, game one of that doubleheader. Now he just drove in his second RBI. That one low. 2-0 now to Kasevich. Baker comes set, the 2-0. That one low as well. A 3-0 count to Josh Kasevich. See if Kasevich gets a green light here from Donnie Murphy. That one didn't matter. Inside, a 4-pitch walk, loads the bases, and now Esteban Machado will step in. Bases loaded, two down. Switch hitting DH today. Esteban Machado stepping up for the second time. Singled in his first at bat. Fouls that first pitch off. Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all. Big opportunity here for the Blue Jays. Leading 1-0, but bases loaded, two outs here. The 0-1, that one line left side, that's going to hook foul. Gets just over that netting and into the stands right in front of Eddie's bar. An 0-2 count to Machado. The pitch. Cuts and misses at the back foot slider. Machado goes down swinging. Blue Jays lead, the base is loaded, but they do score one, take the lead in the second. We'll head to the top half of the third. 1-0, Blue Jays lead it.
Blue Jays fans. Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions here at Didi Ballpark. Tuesday nights are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs.
You can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a dollar ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are dollar beer nights presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beers at our WestJet flight deck or $2 16-ounce beers at Eddie's Bar. And also $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are all-you-can-eat and BOGO margaritas and house wine. All-you-can-eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday. For 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m., fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third baseline. Fans can also enjoy BOGO margaritas and house wine at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands to grab 50-cent cotton candy. After the game, fans can make their way down to the right field line and play catch on the field. Don't miss out on these great weekly promotions. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the third. Blue Jays lead 1-0 after two. Harry Rutkowski back out for a second inning worth of work. Lefty-lefty matchup to first batter of the inning, Jimmy Crooks. That first pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Crooks struck out looking in his first at bat. And the 0-1 lifted high right side. That gets way foul. 0-2 now the count. Rutkowski able to get out of that second inning. Stranding runners on second and third. Back-to-back innings that the Cardinals had two men in scoring position. Couldn't get anything out of it. That pitch up high. The 1-2 from Rutkowski way outside. Count evens up, 2-2. Out of the stretch, the 2-2 pitch missed inside. Had him 0-2, now 3-2. Rutkowski comes set. Kicks and fires. That one low. Four straight balls after having Crooks down 0-2. A leadoff walk by the catcher. That's going to bring up Joshua Baez, the DH. Joshua Baez. Second walk issued by Rutkowski. Leadoff man aboard for Palm Beach. First pitch, that one in there. Baez with that ground rule double in his first at bat. That got stuck underneath the tarp. That's fouled off right side, 0-2. I believe that hit the window of the suite. Few doors to my right. And an 0-2 count. Rutkowski kicks and fires that one low. One and two. That one in there. Called strike three. What a punch out by Alex Lowry. That's the best one I've seen all year. First strikeout for Rutkowski. Second by Blue Jays pitching. And now RJ Yeager, the third baseman, will step in. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Fastball top of the zone at 90. One on, one out for Jaeger. The 0-1. Cuts and misses at that changeup. Two count. That one lifted high, right side, and a little back. That's going to get up and out of play. So Jaeger stays alive. You'll see another pitch. And a couple of updates here as we're checking the scores along around the Florida State League. Daytona currently leading Tampa. That one fouled off. The Tortugas up 3-0 now. Score just changed. That being the completion of a game that was postponed on July 16th. I believe they started in the bottom half of the fourth in that game. So they haven't made too much progress. The 0-2, grounder left side. That's going to be picked up by Cade Doty over to second for one. And first, not in time. It also gets away from Peyton Williams, but takes a nice bounce. And did he make an effort? No, he did not, says Will Gallant, the field umpire. Williams went to tag him to make sure he didn't take a step or two towards second base. So they can't convert the double play. But now two outs with a runner on first for Thomas Francisco. Francisco grounded out to short in his first at bat. First pitch in there for a called strike. So Daytona doing their part to help the Blue Jays out. Leading Tampa 3-0 in the top half of the fifth. And in Clearwater, down the road, down US 19 a bit, Clearwater currently leads Bradenton after 4-1. So the Threshers and the Tortugas doing their part to help out. There goes the runner. Throw by Messia is not going to be in time, a little bit wide. And a second with a stolen base is RJ Jaeger. Puts himself in scoring position now, 1-1 count to Francisco. That one skips. Messia keeps it in front, 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Rutkowski comes set. Kicks and fires. Cuts and misses. 2-2. Count evened up. The pitch. That one skipped again. Messia with another nice snag. Count now runs full. Those two games are really the only two that concern us around the Florida State League. That one popped up high back behind the plate. Messia not going to be able to get to it. Lands about three rows deep. Count still full, 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Fastball up above the zone. Francisco goes down swinging. Second strikeout for Rutkowski. And he strands another runner in scoring position. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. 1-0. Blue Jays lead it. And fans, don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this final regular season series against the Palm Beach Cardinals all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. Your Dunedin Blue Jays are in a huge playoff push this week, and trust me, you don't want to miss out. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Cade Doty leading things off for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Trent Baker, fouled left side. 0-1 to start off. Doty flew out to right field in his first at bat. Cade Doty, Peyton Williams, Devontae Brown, the 3-4-5 hitters due up for the Blue Jays. The 0-1. That one sent to left. That's going to fall for a base hit. Cade Doty on for the first time tonight. Lead off man aboard again for the Blue Jays, and now Peyton Williams will step in.
First baseman, number 37, Peyton Williams.
One on, nobody out for Peyton. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to him, that one low. Just below the knees, 1-0 count. And a move over with Cade Doty back in standing up. Now 2-0, that fastball off the plate. Two balls, no strikes to Williams. Fouls that one off. Williams 0 for 1. He popped out to third in his first at bat. Baker comes set, working out of the stretch. The 2-1, caught and a miss by Williams. Couldn't catch up to the fastball. Two, just off the plate. Fastball couldn't get the call on it. 3-2, now the count to Williams. The pitch, fouled off. Peyton Williams stays alive. He'll see another pitch. 3-2, still the count. Big first baseman out of Iowa. Baker comes set. Kicks and fires. There goes Doty. That pitch in there for a called strike, and Doty thought that was going to be a ball, so he held up. A stolen base for sure if he runs it out. But instead of a runner on second with one away, nobody on, two down now for Devontae Brown. First pitch cut and a miss by Devontae, 0-1. Peyton thought that pitch was low, so he took a few steps towards first, and Cade Doty, rather than sprinting in towards second, held up because he thought Williams had drawn the walk. 0-2 count now to Devontae. Out of the windup, cut and a miss. Just like that, the Blue Jays are out of the inning. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. 1-0. Dunedin leads it after three.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence. I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. We're not meant to be, that's ever gonna change. So let's at least agree to go our separate ways. Not gonna judge you when you're real. Somebody else, as long as you fail. You won't be pissed when I do it myself. Let's end it like we should and say we're good. No need to hide it.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays, Alex Amalfi. First pitch in there for called strike to Nathan Church, 0-1. Amalfi takes over for Rutkowski. Two innings pitch for Rutkowski. One hit, no runs, two walks, two Ks. That one fouled back, now 0-2. Amalfi, an undrafted free agent by the Blue Jays. He's struggled so far in four games, four innings pitched, seven earned runs allowed. The 0-2, that one outside. That one skipped way in front of the plate, 2-2. Out of the windup, the 2-2, grounder over to first. It's going to be picked up by Williams. He'll take it himself, step on the bag, and make the play unassisted. One up, one down. That brings up Brody Moore, the second baseman.
Second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore.
Brody Moore up for the second time. Drew a walk, made it to third base in his first at bat. Out of the windup, Amalfi kicks, fires. That one in there. Nice. Nice curveball there by Alex Amalfi, 0-1. Goes back with the fastball. Missed on that one. Low, 1-1. Amalfi, the 21-year-old, right-handed pitcher out of University of Massachusetts, Boston. That one fouled back, 1-2. That one low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Out of the windup, the pitch. And just off the plate with the fastball. Couldn't catch that outside corner. 3-2. That one, line. That's going to be over the head of Josh Kasevich into center field. Brody Moore on with a base hit. That'll bring up Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop, 1-1 out.
Shortstop, number 8, Jeremy Rivas.
Third hit of the game for Palm Beach. 1-1 out here in the fourth. Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop. Amalfi now working out of the stretch. Kicks and fires first pitch. That one lifted high towards left. Dylan Rock going back towards the track, turns, and that's gone. Amalfi hung up that slider curveball, and Jeremy Rivas took full advantage. His second home run of the year, driving in RBIs 34 and 35, and giving Palm Beach a lead here in the fourth.
Right fielder, number 3, Chris Rotondo.
Chris Rotondo now the batter. That one towards right. That's hooking, and that's going to get up and out of play. And one to start off for Tondo. Waiting for everybody to get back to their positions now. Oh, and one the count. Amalfi back out of the windup. The pitch fouled off. Balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one just a little low. The 1-2, grounder left side. That's a foul ball. Count stays 1-2. All the way out to get that is the manager for the Cardinals, Gary Kendall. The 1-2 up high. That one missed outside. Now a 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. Amalfi kicks and fires. Fouled off again. Rotondo stays alive. Some more news out of Clearwater. The Threshers now leading 3-0. They've got the bases loaded in the bottom half of the fifth. They're leading the Marauders. No outs in that inning. Fouled off again, top of the screen. And it's still 3-0 in Daytona. between the Tortugas and the Tarpons. The 3-2 pitch again. That one called strike three. Another great punch out by Alex Lowry. Two down now for Victor Scott, top of the order for the Cardinals.
Victor Scott.
First strikeout for Amalfi, now the center fielder up. First pitch, fouled off. Oh, and one. Amalfi the pitch. Fouled off again. No balls, two strikes. The pitch from Amalfi, that one low. Couldn't find the zone. One and two, the count to Victor Scott. Scott reached on an error in the first. Grounded out to second base in the second. That one outside, 2-2. 0-2 on the day. That one lifted high towards right. Going back a little bit is Roden. In front of the warning track, though, as the wind keeps that one up, and Roden makes the grab for out number three. We'll go to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. Palm Beach taking the lead on the two-run shot by Jeremy Rivas, 2-1 here in Dunedin.
The Blue Jays would like to welcome the following...
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days, and if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number, number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking all, taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying, crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Alan Roden's gonna lead things off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Dylan Rock and Victor Mesia. Trent Baker back out for his fourth inning worth of work. One run given up through the first three. First pitch, line towards left, hooking towards the corner, and that's going to be a foul ball. Alan Roden just a couple feet away from an extra base hit to lead this inning off. But instead, an 0-1 count. Roden singled into left center field up above the mitt of Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop, in his first at bat. Made it to third before being stranded. And now 0-2 as you watch that fastball go by. Out of the windup, Baker. That one again on the ground that time, but foul just a little bit. Count stays 0-2. No balls, two strikes, the pitch. Fouled off again. That one a liner up above the second baseman's head. That's going to be picked up in right field by Rotondo. A wide turn by Roden. Now a throw over, and he's back in safely. Really close. Closer than Roden really should have made that. But a leadoff single for Alan Roden. That'll bring up Dylan Ruck. So Roden is now line one over both of the middle infielders' heads. He's on first. First pitch to Dylan Ruck. That one's sent towards right. Going back towards the wall is Rotondo at the warning track and leaps. It's off the top of the wall. Extra bases for Dylan Ruck. Roden had to hold up a little bit in case he got caught. But a double for Dylan Ruck puts runners at second and third. No outs. A huge opportunity for the Blue Jays in this inning. Dylan Ruck with his fifth Blue Jays double. I looked in the triple category. And now Victor Messi has got the opportunity here. No outs, runners at second and third. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, grounder up the middle, base hit for Messia. One run comes in, they're going to hold Dylan Ruck at third. An RBI single for Victor Messia ties the game back up. Messia sent that pitch right back where it came from. And now Manuel Beltre, the second baseman, will step in. That's RBI number 16 for Messia. First pitch, a strike there to Beltre, 0-1. That one down low. 1-1, an RBI double in his first at bat for Beltre. That being in the second inning, got the scoring started. He's got another runner in scoring position here. First and third, no outs. The 1-1. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by the third baseman, Jaeger. Potential double play over to second for one in time at first. A 5-4-3 double play, but the run does come in to score. An RBI on the out for Beltre. And the Blue Jays retake the lead, now 3-2. Blue Jays retake the lead. Now Josh Kasevich, two outs, nobody on. Baker kicks, fires, first pitch, a grounder over towards short. One hop, the pickup by Rivas in time, and that will end the inning. Two runs on three hits for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the fifth. Dunedin back out to a 3-2 lead.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real.
take it all week on a chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where...
We're back here, top half of the fifth inning, 3-2 lead for the Blue Jays. Alex Amalfi back out for a second inning worth of work. Jimmy Crooks, the catcher, will lead things off. First pitch, a foul tip strike, 0-1. Blue Jays taking the lead on an RBI double by Dylan Rock and then an RBI single by Victor Messia. Cuts and misses of that changeup, now 0-2. The 0-2, cut and a miss, down on three pitches, Jimmy Crooks. Second strikeout for Crooks tonight. He's 0-2, and that's going to bring up Joshua Baez.
Designated hitter, number 48, Joshua Baez.
Amalfi had Crooks all confused in that at-bat. Now Baez back up for the third time. Cuts and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Baez 1-2. Ground ball over to third. That's going to be picked up by Doty. Throw across the infield in time for the out. Two up, two down.
Now batting,
Doty with a strong throw across the diamond. He double pumped on it, but Baez had no chance to beat it out. Two down now for Yeager. Out of the windup, Amalfi kicks and fires. First pitch to him, fouled back right over my head. 0-1. RJ Yeager, 0-2. He did reach on a fielder's choice. Double play ball that he beat out. Ground ball over to third again, picked up by Doty. Throw is going to be in time for the 1-2-3 inning. The Cardinals go down in order. We'll head to the home half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. 3-2 lead for your Blue Jays. We're back here, home half of the fifth. Esteban Machado is going to lead things off for Dunedin. He'll be followed by Cade Doty and Peyton Williams, the 2-3-4 hitters. Trent Baker out for his fifth inning worth of work. Cuts and misses at that first pitch. Machado 0-1. Very good bounce back inning by Amalfi in the top half of this inning. After giving up the two runs, that gave Palm Beach a brief lead. Now 0-2 to Machado. Amalfi came back with a 1-2-3 inning. 0-2. Machado 1-2. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by the first baseman, just fair, stepping on first unassisted for the putout. One up, one down. Now Cade Doty.
Third baseman, number two, Cade Doty.
Doty one for two. Flew out to right in his first at bat, singled into left in his second. Was caught stealing on a really weird play that Peyton Williams had a full count, thought the pitch was low, and Doty thought he drew the walk, so he held up and was easily thrown out by Jimmy Crooks, 0-1 after that cut and a miss. The 0-1 pitch from Baker, that one just above the zone, 1-1. A ball and a strike. Cuts and misses at the fastball. 94 that time from Baker. Time called by Doty. Stepped out. Now back in. And that one missed. So 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away here. Baker out of the windup, kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. 95 on the fastball, top of the zone. Doty goes down swinging. Strikeout number five for Baker. And that's going to bring up Peyton Williams. Score updates. Daytona now leading Tampa 5-0. They're in the bottom half of the sixth. They're playing in Daytona, but Tampa is the technical home team, with that being a completion of a suspended game. That one missed low and outside, 1-0. And in Clearwater, Bradenton got one back in the top half of the sixth. It's now 3-1 at BayCare Ballpark. Foul ball down the third baseline. And it rolls foul, 1-1 the count. A game that matters a little bit to both teams here, Jupiter and Lakeland, at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Palm Beach, Florida. That one, a base hit, lined into right field. Peyton Williams on with a single. His first hit of the ball game. That extends the inning. Now Devontae Brown will step in, 1-1, 2 away.
Center fielder.
As I was saying, Jupiter leading that game 2-1. Palm Beach is currently 5 games ahead of Jupiter in the overall standings, but they are 9 games ahead in the second half. So Palm Beach cannot be caught by Jupiter in the second half standings. The only way Palm Beach does not get a playoff spot, they're almost locked in, is if St. Lucie, who's 3 games back of the Cardinals, can come back and win the division for a second consecutive half. They won the first half, so they can't get 2 playoff spots. 0-2 count to Devontae. So Jupiter would need St. Lucie to overtake Palm Beach in the second half standings, and then they would have to overtake Palm Beach in the overall standings. And as I mentioned, 5 games back with 6 to go. Looking pretty bleak for Jupiter. The 1-2, low. Two balls, two strikes. Baker comes set. Kicks and fires. That one called strike 3. Looked a little off the plate, but ABS liked it enough. That will end the inning. Strikeout number 6 for Baker. No runs on 1 hit. 1 man left aboard for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the 6th. Dunedin still up 3-2 here at TD Ballpark.
And now, fans, it's time for scores.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm we'll be right back.
let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel you get me, no. Anytime I see you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be. The shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know. Won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we chewing? Why we chasing? Why the bottom? Why the basement? Why we got good shit? Don't embrace it. Why the feel for the need to replace me? You're the wrong way, trying to get.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays, the righty Ryan Jennings, on for the fourth time this year for Dunedin. We get a reset of the pitch clock, and we're back. That one low and inside to start off Francisco, 1-0. Thomas Francisco, the first baseman, he's 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout. 1-0, that one in there, now 1-1. Ryan Jennings, the fourth-round selection by the Blue Jays this past July out of Louisiana Tech. Making his fourth appearance, five innings pitched, a 1.80 ERA. Pitched in two games at Bradenton about 2 weeks ago and pitched in a game at Tampa this past week. The 1-2, that one hit Francisco. Leadoff man will be aboard for Palm Beach. So that'll bring up Nathan Church, the left fielder. First time aboard tonight for Francisco. Lefty-righty matchup here. Jennings kicks and fires. First pitch in there. Fastball at 95. Now pitching out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, the 0-1. Cut and a miss. Fastball at 94. Outside part of the zone. 0-2. The only run that Jennings has given up this year came on a solo shot against Bradenton. 0-2. That one lifted high left side. Coming in is Dylan Rock. That ball's hooking now. Just in foul territory, rather. Rock makes the grab. One away now for Brody Moore.
Second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore.
One on, one out. Brody Moore, 1-for-1. He's reached both times, a single and a walk. First pitch to him. Down low with the fastball. Final line for Alex Amalfi. Two innings pitched, two hits, two runs, both earned. No walks, two strikeouts. The 1-0. Ground ball over to second. Potential double play. Over to second for one by Beltre. And in time, a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here, 3-2. Your Blue Jays still lead. And fans, don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this final regular season series against the Palm Beach Cardinals all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. Your Blue Jays are in a huge playoff push this week, and trust me, you don't want to miss out. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
I be like, shoot, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud that she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm like, oh, you just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key.
Yeah. I'm sliding, my looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on it.
We're back here, home half of the sixth. Alan Roden's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Alan Roden, Dylan Rock, and Victor Messia. The 6-7-8 hitters due up. New pitcher for Palm Beach, the right-hander, number 33, Gustavo Rodriguez. He's on for the 27th time for Palm Beach this year. 54 and two-thirds innings pitched, a 2.80 ERA. Now on a foul tip. One and one, the count to Roden. Final line for Trent Baker. Five innings pitched, nine hits, three runs all earned. One walk and six strikeouts. That one fouled off, one and two. Not a bad outing for Trent Baker. He was able to get out of some sticky situations. Left the bases loaded in the second, only allowing one run. But the Blue Jays did get to him for two in the fourth. Currently in line for the loss. The 1-2, that one off the plate. Good take there by Roden. Gustavo Rodriguez, the 6'3", 21-year-old out of Venezuela. This is his fifth year in the Cardinals organization. That one skips. Ball four. Got back to the backstop, but Roden will just take first base. That's going to bring up Dylan Rock, the left fielder. One on, nobody out.
Left fielder, number 23, Dylan Rock.
Dylan Rock up for the third time tonight. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. One for two. Strikeout and a double. And a run scored. The 0-1 pitch, that one in there as well. No balls, two strikes. Time called. It was asked for by Jimmy Crooks. Needs to retie his cleat. Now stepping back in is Dylan Rock. An 0-2 count, one on. Rodriguez out of the stretch. Kicks, fires that one in there. Rock didn't take the bat off his shoulders. Goes down on three pitches. That's going to bring up Victor Messia. One on, one away.
Catcher, number 27.
Dylan Rock giving some advice to Victor Messia, telling him what the pitches look like. Let's see how that helps him. First pitch, cut and a miss, 0-1. Manuel Beltre, the second baseman, on deck. That one fouled back into the netting, now 0-2. 96-mile-an-hour fastball there by Gustavo Rodriguez. Wouldn't be surprised to potentially see Roden take off here. 0-2 count. Caught and a miss. Way out in front of that one was Messia, and that pitch was also way outside. Really nice slider by Rodriguez, and that's going to bring up Manuel Beltre. Second strikeout for Rodriguez. Now Beltre stepping in. One on, now two away. First pitch in there for a called strike, 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Leadoff walk to Roden, then back-to-back strikeouts of Dylan Rock and Victor Messia. There goes Roden. That one outside. The throw down to second is in time. They got him. Roden had yet to be caught this year. On four attempts, now 4 of 5 on the season. We'll head to the top half of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. It's still 3-2.
Academy Bus, the East Coast leader in bus.
Fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions we've got here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights, they are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. Fans can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday night game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a $1 ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beer at our WestJet flight deck or $2 16-ounce beer at Eddie's Bar. And also, $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are all-you-can-eat and BOGO margaritas and house wine. All-you-can-eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m. Fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket can enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third base line. Fans can also enjoy BOGO margs and house wine all night at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and $2 Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands and grab 50-cent cotton candy. And after the game, fans can make their way down the right field line to play catch on the field. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the seventh. Ryan Jennings back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch in there for a called strike to Rivas, 0-1. Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop, hit that two-run shot that gave Palm Beach a brief lead in that fourth inning, being in his last at-bat. He's 1-for-2, 2 RBIs. 0-2 as that one was fouled off. Now Jennings kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. Down on three pitches. Rivas walks back to the dugout. And now Chris Rotondo, the right fielder, will step in.
Right fielder, number 3, Chris Rotondo.
First strikeout for Jennings in this appearance. First pitch to Rotondo is just off the plate. 1-0. That one up and in. Rotondo had to duck down a little bit, 2-0. In a game that means a lot to Palm Beach, Lakeland has now taken the lead over Jupiter, as that one missed just inside. 3-0 count to Rotondo. They lead 3-2 now in the top half of the seventh. That one missed.
Center fielder, number 4.
And some news out of Daytona. The Tortugas have won game one. That game went final. I didn't realize it was going to be a seven-inning affair, with it being the completion of a game, but it went seven innings. That game is now over. The runner goes there. Throw by Messia is not in time. Oh, I think that's a bad call. Donnie Murphy agrees. He's headed out. He's going to give Will Gallen a piece of his mind. It looked like Rotondo was out. Donnie Murphy trying to get the explanation by Will Gallen. He accepts it, and he's walking back. That's now a runner in scoring position for Palm Beach. Kasevich couldn't believe the safe call. But now it'll be up to Ryan Jennings to strand that runner in scoring position. A 1-0 count to Victor Scott, the center fielder. The pitch. That one gets away from Messi, and now over to third. The throw is not going to be in time. So that's going to be a passed ball on Victor Messia. Infield's going to come in for Dunedin. So the last two pitches have not worked out well for the Blue Jays. One and one. The pitch by Jennings. That one fouled off. Now one and two. A strikeout here would be massive for the Blue Jays. Looking at Clearwater. Currently in the top half of the eighth. Clearwater still leading 3-1. The 1-2 pitch. That one off the plate outside. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jennings kicks and fires. That one lifted high towards left center field. Going back is Devontae Brown. That's going to score the run. He makes the grab. Coming into home is Rotondo. So the stolen base on that call. Questionable call by Will Gallant. Then the pass ball by Victor Messia leads to the sacrifice fly. And we're tied back up here at 7.
Now batting, number 31, Jimmy Crooks.
Victor Scott drives in the tying run. Now Jimmy Crooks, nobody on, two away. First pitch is inside. The 1-0, foul tip. One ball, one strike. Cut, and I missed that one low. So as it stands right now, before Tampa and Daytona start game two of that doubleheader, Blue Jays 3 games above Tampa, 2 games above Bradenton. Chopper right side, that's going to be picked up by Williams. Flips it over to Jennings, who's covering first, and that will end the inning. One run on no hits, and nobody left on base. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. We're all tied up here at 3.
For the seventh inning stretch.
Down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. Rock me.
I pick a banjo now. Oh, no, country winners keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more.
We're back here, home half of the seventh. Manuel Beltre, the 9-0 hitter, will lead things off for Dunedin. First pitch by Rodriguez, low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Beltre was at bat when Alan Roden was caught stealing for the third out of the sixth inning. He's back up to complete his at bat, 2-0. It's going to be Beltre, Kasevich, and Machado. That one fouled off, now 2-1. The 9-1-2 hitters. Out of the windup, the 2-1. That one in there right at the knees. Fastball at 94. Count evens up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Chopper left side. That's going to be a foul ball. Would have been a tough play there for Jaeger at third. Beltre's got wheels. And the 2-2 again. That one off the plate outside. Good take there by Beltre. Full count. Ground ball that hits Rodriguez. Bounced around his legs, and Beltre is going to be able to beat that out. I'm sure we'll take a second to make sure that Gustavo Rodriguez is okay. That was a liner right back at his legs. He looks to be all right. He hasn't looked over at the dugout at all, and the trainers won't come out. So a leadoff infield single for Manuel Beltre. That's the 10th hit of the night for Dunedin. First pitch in there for a strike. 0-1. Now working out of the stretch, Rodriguez kicks, fires that one outside. Beltre on first base, the 1-1. Ground ball to second, that could be a double play. Over to second for one, and first in time. And they're ruling that Beltre is safe at second base. They said that the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas, never made contact with second. Will Gallant there on the call. That's huge for the Blue Jays. That keeps a runner in scoring position. I'm not sure if he just didn't tag second base or if he left second base before he got the ball, because he was very quick with his feet on the or near the bag, I should say. So runner in scoring position, just one out for Esteban Machado. First pitch in there for a strike. So that ends up being just a 4-6-3 putout of Josh Kasevich, and he almost beat that out. Caught and a miss by Machado, now 0-2. Surprised that they haven't put an error on the board. I haven't heard anything either. 0-2, now 1-2. I believe that should be an error on Rivas, the shortstop, for not being on the bag. The 1-2 pitch inside with that slider. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tie game here in the seventh with a runner in scoring position. That one lined foul left side. Daytona and Tampa have still yet to start game two of their doubleheader. They're in for a long night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The 2-2. Caught and a miss on the back foot slider. Machado goes down swinging for the second time tonight. That's strikeout number three for Gustavo Rodriguez. And now Cade Doty. He might be the last chance here with a runner in scoring position in this seventh inning. Doty one for three. First pitch, the slider, low and outside. Crooks looked for a snap throw back to second. Ended up holding it 1-0. A single in the third inning, sandwiched by a flyout and a strikeout for Doty today. That one missed, now 2-0. Big opportunity for Dunedin here in the seventh inning. Rodriguez comes set. Kicks and fires. That's in there. Fastball at 95, 2-1 the count. The pitch. That one in there as well with the slider right at the back door. Two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez kicks, fires. That one lined foul right side. So Doty will see another pitch. Count stays at 2-2. Runner in scoring position on second base. That's Manuel Beltre. And the 2-2. Caught and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 96. Doty couldn't catch up. No runs on one hit. One man left the board. We're on to the eighth inning. We're tied up here 3-3 at TD Ballpark. And Blue Jays fans, every game of this final regular season series will be streamed live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays take on the Palm Beach Cardinals all the way through Sunday, and tomorrow's first pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Make sure to tune in as your Blue Jays continue their playoff push.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Joshua Baez is going to lead things off for Palm Beach. Ryan Jennings back out for his third inning worth of work. 25 pitches through the first two. That first pitch down low. 1-0 to start off Baez. Baez with that ground rule double back in the first. 0-2 since, a strikeout and a ground out. And that one fouled back. 1-1. The pitch. That one hit him. Jennings lost the fastball. Second time he's led off an inning by hitting a batter. That's going to put Baez on first in the potential go-ahead run on the base pass. Now RJ Yeager, the third baseman.
Third baseman, number 27, R.J. Yeager.
First pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Yeager. Yeager 0-3 on the night. Now working out of the stretch, Jennings kicks, fires, cut and a miss. 0-2 now the count. Looking over towards first. Now Jennings comes set. The pitch. That one in there. Punch out. Alex Lowry again continues to show off that amazing punch out. Yeager goes down looking. That's going to bring up Thomas Francisco, the first baseman.
First baseman, number 12, Thomas Francisco.
Strikeout number 2 on the night for Jennings. Victor Messi is going to go out and talk with Ryan Jennings. One on, one away. Francisco, first baseman, he's 0-2. He got hit by a pitch by Ryan Jennings. Back in the sixth inning, he was the first out of a 4-6-3 double play turned by the Blue Jays infield. Ground out and a strikeout. Before the hit by pitch, and now Donnie Murphy's going to go out. And that should be it for Ryan Jennings. They got a lefty warming up. I can't tell who it is, but we'll wait for the signal, and there it is. We're going to have a new Blue Jays pitcher when we return. One out here, top half of the eighth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We're back here. The new pitcher for the Blue Jays is the lefty, number 21, Ian Churchill. Churchill making his seventh appearance for Dunedin this year. Eight innings pitched, a 1.13 ERA through the first six. First pitch, a foul ball by Thomas Francisco. Back into the screen, 0-1. Ryan Jennings, 2 1/3 innings pitched. No hits, one run. It was unearned. One walk and two Ks. He is responsible for the runner on first base, though. Ground ball, right side, foul. Mm-hmm. 0-2 the count to Francisco. As I said before, he's 0-2 tonight. He was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. Was the first out of a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. No balls, two strikes. Churchill on the very right side of that rubber. First base side of that rubber. Fouled off that fastball top of the zone. Count stays 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Churchill looking over towards first now. Kicks and fires. Caught and a miss. Way out in front of that one. The slider on the front door. It was actually inside. And Francisco was completely fooled. Now Nathan Church will step in.
Now batting number 13, Nathan Church.
Church versus Churchill. One on, two away. Another lefty-lefty matchup. Churchill kicks, fires that one inside. Looked like Church might have tried to chicken wing that one a little bit to get the ball to bounce off his elbow guard, but 1-0. He's 0-3, two foul outs, and then unassisted put out at first base. That one in there. Count evens, 1-1. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Caught and a miss. That fastball up and in. No chance for Church to get to it. 1-2. Churchill out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one, a liner into center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. A little flare shot, really. Base hit by Church. That's going to bring up Brody Moore, the second baseman. Go ahead, run. Now in scoring position. First and second, two outs for Moore.
Second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore.
Brody Moore, 1-2. He's reached twice, one on a single, one on a walk. Came around and scored a run. Grounded into a double play. Lefty-righty matchup now. First righty that Churchill has to face. Cut and a miss on that changeup, 0-1. Churchill looking towards second now. Kicks, fires. That one just a little high. One and one. The pitch. That one flown towards right. Going back his road, and he settles and makes the grab in front of the warning track, and that will end the inning. Churchill gets the last two outs of the inning. We'll head to the home half of the eighth. It's all tied up here, 3-3.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need. Go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
We're back here, home half of the eighth. Peyton Williams is going to lead things off for Dunedin. He'll be followed by Devontae Brown and Alan Roden. Gustavo Rodriguez still out there pitching for Palm Beach. First pitch, fastball top of the zone, cut and a miss by Peyton Williams, 0-1. And that one in there now, 0-2. Fastball bottom of the zone. Out of the wind of the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Williams. Strikeout number five for Gustavo Rodriguez, and now Devontae Brown will step in. First pitch to Devontae. In there for a called strike, that slider. Devontae, the 22-year-old. That one lifted high towards left center field. Plenty of room for Victor Scott. He calls for it, makes the grab about 8-10 feet in front of the warning track, and that's out number two.
Now batting number 34, Alan Roden.
Alan Roden, the right fielder. He's reached base all three times he's come to the plate tonight. Two singles and a walk, a run scored. First pitch, that one in there outside corner. That one lifted towards left. Moving a little bit back is Nathan Church, just in front of the warning track again. And that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We're on to the ninth. And if the Blue Jays are going to win it, it's going to be via the walk-off. Palm Beach will have a chance first. 3-3 here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. To late nights, sitting alone, conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring into space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true, my bad habits lead to you. Ooh, my bad habits lead to you. Ooh, my bad habits lead to you. Every pure intention ends when the good times start.
We're back here, top half of the ninth inning. Ian Churchill back out after getting the last two outs of the eighth. Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop, will lead things off for Palm Beach. First pitch, fouled back into the right. 0-1 to start him off. We're in the last frame, 0-1. The count to Rivas. He's 1-for-3 with that two-run shot back in the fourth. The pitch. That one just off the plate. And some news out of Clearwater. It was 3-1 going into the ninth inning. Bradenton has now tied it up, and they have runners at second and third with no outs. So Clearwater crumbling in the ninth inning. The 1-2 pitch. And he went around. Rivas goes down swinging, trying not to, but still swinging. One up, one down in the inning. Second strikeout for Churchill.
Number three, Chris Rotondo.
Tampa and Daytona still yet to start that game, too. First pitch to Chris Rotondo, the right fielder. Misses up high, 1-0. And that one missed outside, now 2-0. And Bradenton has just taken the lead. In Clearwater, a sacrifice fly. Brought in a run, now 4-3. Them leading the Threshers. Huge cut and a miss there by Rotondo, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, ground ball. That bounces up off the mound. Kasmich having to run a long way. Throws, not going to be in time. Able to beat it out was Rotondo. That ball ramped off the mound. Kasmich had to run a long way and had to make an off-balance throw. It was a nice attempt, but just not enough time with Rotondo busting it down the line. Now the center fielder up, one-on-one away. Victor Scott up for the fifth time tonight. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. Scott on the night, 0-3, did have a sacrifice fly that tied up the game back in the seventh inning. One and one. The pitch. And he checked his swing. Did he go around? He did not. That pitch called a ball outside, now 2-1. Churchill looking towards first. Kicks and fires. That one missed low. 3-1 the count. A 3-1 pitch. That one inside. Victor Scott draws the walk. Go ahead, run in scoring position now. One away for Jimmy Crooks.
Catcher number 31, Jimmy Crooks.
That's going to get Drew Hayes out of the Blue Jays dugout. He's going to go talk to Churchill and the Blue Jays infield. Jimmy Crooks will be the batter. He's 0-3, 2 Ks, a walk drawn. But he's got the go-ahead run, the potential go-ahead run in scoring position. Blue Jays have to be careful here. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays pen. Palm Beach does have two guys throwing. One's off the mound, the other's on a flat surface, so can't tell who it is from this far, but I believe that'll be it for Gustavo Rodriguez. Top half of the ninth, one away, we're back. Churchill on the mound, Crooks at the plate. First pitch, cut, and a miss on that slider. 0-1. Looking towards second now. Churchill kicks, fires. That one outside. A ball and a strike. The pitch. Fouled back. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. And they granted time to Jimmy Crook, so they reset the clock. Ground ball to second, picked up by Beltre. Over to second, and that gets away from Kasevich. That's going to get the run to come in. Kasevich couldn't handle it. It was a potential inning-ending double play, and a run instead comes in for Palm Beach. We'll see if that's an E4 or an E6. The throw's a little wide, but Kasevich should have had it.
Designated hitter, number 48, Joshua Baez.
That gives Palm Beach the lead here in the ninth inning. And we're in the same situation. First and second. Still only one out. Caught and a miss at that first pitch. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. And that ends up being a throwing error by Manuel Beltre. Caught and a miss, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Three straight fastballs. Couldn't make contact with any of them. Down on three pitches goes Baez. And that's going to bring up R.J. Yeager.
Number 27, R.J. Yeager.
Third strikeout for Churchill. First pitch, that one. Misses up high. Yeager 0-4 on the night. That one bloops right side. That's going to be foul. Right into the top of the netting. One and two. One and one, the count. Caught and a miss. Fastball again. One and two the count now. Churchill kicks and fires. Caught and a miss. Down on strikes goes Yeager. And that'll send us to the bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need one to keep this thing going. Two to win. 4-3 as we head to the home half of the ninth inning. You're listening to the Dean Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We'll be back for the ninth.
Clearly in Hollywood.
We're back here in the bottom half of the ninth. New pitcher for the Cardinals is the right-hander, number 25, Andrew Marrero. He's on for the 31st time this season for Palm Beach. First pitch to Dylan Rock. The slider darted away from the bat, 0-1. Out of the windup, the 0-1. That one misses high, 1-1. 31st appearance for Marrero, 33 innings pitched, a 1.36 ERA. He is 0-4, but 10 of 11 in save opportunities, and this is one. 1-2, that one caught the inside corner. Dylan Rock asks for time. It's going to be Dylan Rock, Victor Messi, and Manuel Beltre. The last third of the order for the Blue Jays. One of them's going to have to do something here. 1-2, that one in on the hands, fouled off. Final line for Gustavo Rodriguez. Three innings pitched, one hit, no runs, one walk, and five strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. Did he check? He did not. That slider couldn't hold up. 1-2 was the count. And Dylan Rock goes down swinging.
Catcher number 27, Victor Mesia.
One batter, one strikeout for Marrero. Now it's up to Victor Mesia. An RBI single back in the fourth inning. That pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Out of the windup, Marrero kicks, fires. That one outside. Fastball at 95. The 1-1. That one set towards center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Messia with a one-out single. Puts a runner on. Puts the tying runner on for the Blue Jays.
Second baseman, number 7, Manuel Beltre.
Second hit tonight for Victor Messia. And there's going to be a pinch runner for Messia. It's going to be number 29, Marcos De La Rosa. And Marcos De La Rosa can fly on the base paths.
Pinch running for the Blue Jays, number 29, Marcos De La Rosa.
One on, one away. 9-0 hitter, Manuel Beltre. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. The 0-1. There goes the runner, and that one gets back away. All the way to the backstop. Marcos De La Rosa was stealing anyway. We'll see if that's a wild pitch, and it's going to be a stolen base. He's in scoring position now, one away. A 1-1 count for Beltre. A couple opportunities here for the Blue Jays to tie this thing up. Marrero comes set. Kicks and fires. That one low and outside. A great take by Beltre. Manuel is 2 of 3 on the night. He drove in a run back in the second. He drove in a run in the fourth. The 2-1. That one in the dirt, blocked that time by Crooks. Now a 3-1 count to Beltre. Top of the order, Josh Kasevich. Waiting on deck, a 3-1 count to Beltre. Marrero comes set. Kicks, fires. That one inside. A walk drawn by Manuel Beltre. That puts the winning run on base, the tying run in scoring position. And now Josh Kasevich will get an opportunity. Blue Jays have been no stranger to comebacks. And the pitching coach, Giovanni Carrera, will go out and talk to Marrero. First and second, one away for Kasevich. Bottom half of the ninth, the Blue Jays trailing by a run. Huge opportunity. Dunedin. In Sunday's game two, we're trailing by a run. We're down to their last out of that doubleheader game in the bottom, rather top half of the seventh. It started with a walk drawn by Ryan McCarty. And then I believe a base hit by Josh Kasevich before Esteban Machado doubled in. I believe it was Marcos De La Rosa who pinch ran. First pitch by Marrero. That one in there to Kasevich. Kasevich 0 for 3 tonight. Did reach on a walk back in the second. That one lifted high towards left. Coming in now is Church, and that's going to be out of his reach. It got away from Rivas as well. The bases are going to be loaded. Base is loaded. One away. A base hit for Kasevich. And now it's Esteban Machado. Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop, was out for it as well. Made a diving effort, but it was out of the reach of his glove. Now the tying run's on third base and the winning run in scoring position. First pitch in there for a strike. Fans don't like the call of strike, but again, it is automatic balls and strikes. Machado batting from the left side. Cuts and misses at that back foot slider. 0-2. Cade Doty on deck. Out of the stretch. And that one in there. Machado goes down looking. And some news out of Clearwater, a huge, huge result for the Blue Jays, especially with the scoreline is, or as it is right now, a 5-4 victory for Clearwater. They came back in the ninth and beat Bradenton. First pitch to Cade Doty, low and outside. One and oh. Base is loaded, two away. Blue Jays trailing by one. Andrew Marrero trying to close this game out for Palm Beach. The 1-0, that one inside. Cade Doty backed away from it. It was close. It almost hit him. Two and oh the count. Marrero kicks, fires. That one fouled back. So that trims the magic number for the Blue Jays to 3. De La Rosa trying to draw a potential balk from Marrero. The 2-1. Now almost a snap throw back. That's a late strike call by the umpire Alex Lowry, and the crowd hates it. But again, automatic balls and strikes. 2-2 the count to Doty. Down to their last strike. Marrero kicks, fires. Fouled off. Two and two. Doty will see another. Marrero versus Doty, the 2-2. He comes set. The pitch. Foul tip, strikeout, and that'll end it. Huge game for Palm Beach, and they have officially clinched a playoff spot. So Palm Beach, they haven't clinched the division, but they just clinched a spot because Jupiter lost to Lakeland tonight. That will do it here at TD Ballpark. A 4-3 victory for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Palm Beach scores 4 runs on 6 hits. They committed 0 errors. Your Blue Jays scored 3 runs on 12 hits, and they committed 2 errors. The win goes to Gustavo Rodriguez. The loss to Ian Churchill. And Andrew Marrero gets his 11th save of the year. And again, a huge result in Daytona. A 5-0 victory in Game 1 for the Tortugas. And an even bigger result in Clearwater. A 5-4 victory for the Threshers over Bradenton. So that still trims the magic number down to 3 for the Blue Jays. Despite the loss here tonight. We'll be back for Game 2 of this series tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow. Palm Beach wins 4-3.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good?
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
flashes lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city where.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Should be the one to say we all make mistakes.